Well, thank you for being with us. We wanted to fellowship with you all about something that is very much, in the Lord's heart and in our hearts, and it has to do with knowing God, and that is concerning his move to Europe and in particular to Germany, okay? He is the Lord of the harvest, and as you can see in Matthew 9, he went about city by city, and when he saw the situation there, he was moved with compassion, and then he told the disciples to beseech the Lord of the harvest so that he will trust out the workers into his harvest. And I can tell you one thing, brothers and sisters. I was there with a group of brothers scouting the college campuses in Germany, both South, Central, and North Germany. We visited more than 14 or 15 college campuses in Germany. And I am a witness, brothers and sisters. The Lord of the harvest has gone ahead before us, and he has prepared everything for us. I was shocked. My concepts were blown away. I saw things that in a moment I will share with you. But before that, I would like to introduce this point with a few slides. And maybe I should start by reading a couple of quotes by Brother Lee. Okay. He says, if we read through the Bible carefully, we will discover a fact. It is not easy to find a case showing that God called an old person to do a new thing or a thing of great consequence. You just go through the scriptures and actually read the testimony of church history. And it is very hard to find one case where God, when he was getting ready to do something great, he went to an older person. Mostly, he went to young people like you. Okay? Then, he says another quote, furthermore, nearly every work that the young people were called by God to do was a work that turned the age. So you, my beloved brothers and sisters, you are young, but you are young once. You have to redeem your youth. Okay? That's the only one. The only one thing I don't like about you is that you are young and I am not. That's the only thing. I would love to be as young as you. It is a privilege. It is a blessing to be young in the Lord's recovery today. Oh, you have to lift up your eyes. The Lord said, lift up your eyes. See beyond yourself and your own things, your own little future, and lift up your eyes and see the fields are white. That's what I saw in Germany. Campus after campus. We went from Munich, Frankfurt, Stuttgart, Dusseldorf, Hamburg, Berlin, lifting up our eyes. The fields are white. Okay, so the Lord of the harvest is waiting for us. I hope the Lord speaks a word to some of you, at least some of you, I believe, some of you in this room will end up in Germany. Amen. I believe that. Okay? I'm going there in September, actually, because in Stuttgart, for the first time, we're going to learn how to catch German fish. We are going to enjoy German fish. And the freshmen are coming to Stuttgart on September by little waves of freshmen on that campus. Okay, so, and by the way, that is the only place so far in Germany where we do have a campus club. So we have access to the campus. We can set up a table and pass out literature or flyers. Okay, so students, that's why, when we are here, when we brothers are with you, we get so excited because we see the future of the Lord's work. Amen. Okay, as far as God's salvation is concerned, everyone is the same. But as far as the future of the Lord's work, as far as turning the age, the future, no doubt, is with the young people. Okay, so students, why students? Okay, that's the world population, 7.4 billion. And out of that, at least in 2011, we have 183 million college students, right? When you do the math, Brother Zach, that's the 2.5%. That's the powerful 2.5%, right? And the Lord has his eyes very much on this 2.5%. It's the powerful 2.5%. And number of these people, of course, in a few years, they will be taking the lead in society, you know, in industry, in academy. But in God's kingdom, a number of those people will become functioning, living members of the body of Christ. They will spread God's kingdom, right? Particularly into Germany, okay? So I think it's not too much to say that concerning the spreading of the Lord's recovery and ending this age, you are God's chosen people. You, the young ones. Okay. This is just some statistics as far as what is the situation on the college campuses in the USA. You can see, I don't know if you can see here, the years, the 1700s, all the way till now. And look at how the enrollment has been increasing. From 1,200 all the way to 20.5 million in 2016. You have to see God's hand. He's behind the scene. He has been preparing these marvelous fishing ponds, okay, for his purpose. And so, 2,000 years ago, he made this call and this promise, and I would like to speak it now to you. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will cause you to become fishers of men." Yeah. That means, that I love that word, become. That means you are not, Zach. You are not yet. But I will cause you to become something you are not now. You will become. And that is fishers of men. Okay? What a marvelous profession. What a marvelous employ to be a fisher of men. Right? On the side, for instance, I have a PhD, and on the side you will have this or that. But the real thing, the big thing, is to follow Jesus to become a fisher of men. Okay? Then, how about we read that quote all together? The Lord is still going to the Sea of Galilee. Okay, go ahead. He's doing that. Zach, he's doing that. He's just walking around. You know, when you went out a few hours ago to that camp, to this campus, it was the Lord Jesus. He's walking around the Sea of Galilee, and he's going to call some of these freshmen or students to follow him. He will train them, he will perfect them, and then he will send them to Europe and to Israel. Okay, now, those who will go, okay? And before the Lord, you know, he is something between you and the Lord. But for now, there are three ways to be prepared. It says, today, the young people need to prepare themselves in three ways to go either to Europe or to a college campus in the United States. Three ways. Zach, number one, take a guess. Learn. Very good. Very good, very good. What language? German. Okay, number two. Philip. Matthew.
Pray.
Okay, that's good. Very good. Okay, let's see. These brothers are good. Okay. First, they need to learn languages. Whoa, number one. Second, they need to learn how to care for others. That's what you need to do in your college years. You need to learn how to care for others. It's not all about you. It's about somebody else. So we need to learn to care for others. And then they need to learn all the truths. And one thing is good about you. You are young. You know, learn all the truths takes time. But that's what you have. You have time. Okay? And I think that's everything. Yes. Okay. Now, this was just to introduce the burden related to the young people that you are and the Lord's need for his move in Europe, in particular to Germany. And Brother Ted is going to say something more on this burden, more specifically in Germany, and then I also would like to add a few words. Okay, Brother Ted. Here's.
Thank you. Okay. Our brother, Jose Luis, he's been to Germany and been to the campuses, so we want to take advantage of his fellowship and what he's seen and how he can encourage us. But I would like to say this, be just as an insert into this fellowship tonight. And that is related to us as young people and college students in learning how to respond to the Lord's special moves. Learning to respond to the Lord's special moves. You see, much of our church life, our Christian life, is day by day, little by little. That's the mark of our church life. We read the Word each day, go to church meetings, we fellowship, we pray a little bit every day. And this is makes up the majority of our Christian life and our church life. But the Lord has special moves that come along, and according to my experience, there are two things that mark the Lord's special moves. Number one, you don't see them coming. This has happened a number of times in my life so far, in the church life. Something will happen, you didn't see it coming, and there's a special move of the Lord. Now, let me interject a very simple summary, very simplistic summary of where we are with Germany right now. As you know, there was a humanitarian crisis in the Middle East due to war, and people begin flooding out of countries to escape war, and they were headed, that most people wanted to get to one place, Germany, because that's the freest, that's the richest, that's the safest country in Europe. And that happened, it seemed like overnight. I remember very clearly when it happened, and it was just like, who saw that coming? It just, all of a sudden, millions of people walking out of their country and walking to a foreign country. Okay, big humanitarian crisis. We in the Lord's Recovery responded very quickly to go and meet these refugees and preach the gospel, give booklets out, provide some humanitarian aid. But I know among the brothers in the fellowship, eventually, the fellowship was this. What is our burden in the Lord's recovery? Related to this whole situation, what is our burden? Is our burden the refugees? Because you could see, even when it started, it wasn't going to last very long. The world situation was going to change pretty quickly. And as fast as it started, right away, countries beginning blocking refugees from coming, limiting the numbers that would come, limit the benefits they would give them. It begins slowing things down. So among the brothers, our leading brothers, the leading co-workers, begin to fellowship. Well, so what is our burden? Is our burden the refugees? Or is our burden Germany? And we had the brothers had to ask that question. And there was fellowship about that question. What is our real burden? If the refugee crisis ends, is our burden over? Are we done? Well, through prayer, through fellowship, the brothers became very clear. The burden of the Lord's special move is Germany. Amen. That's the burden. If the refugees get cut off tomorrow, we're still burdened about Germany.
Amen.
And just so you understand, just a thumbnail view of Germany, the Lord had a marvelous move in Germany in the 1970s and even the early 80s. Many typical Germans got saved, baptized, and brought into the Lord's recovery. Churches began to be raised up. Brother Lee even went to Germany, had conferences in Germany. It's quite a wonderful work that was going on there. And then mainly due to one brother, one leading brother who became rebellious and took a different way, the whole situation was ruined. In the whole country, it was ruined very quickly. And ever since then, the situation has been cloudy at best, stagnant, not that much happening in Germany. And from afar, the brothers have looked over there at Germany thinking, Lord, what about, when are you going to do something in Germany? That is your country. You had meeting halls there. You had churches. You had saints there. Well, then this happened. Now there is a special move of the Lord that we didn't see coming, that is now directly focused on Germany. Yes, we're still paying attention to the refugees. Definitely not ignoring that. You hear the brothers talk about it in the training meetings with the reports. But again, if the refugees all have to leave, our burden in the Lord's recovery doesn't change.
Amen.
The burden is the Lord would have a strong testimony in Germany.
Amen.
Okay, so number one, you don't see a special move of the Lord coming. And number two, again, this is just from my experience, it's never a good time for you.
Right.
A special move of the Lord doesn't happen at a good time for you. And I would love to tell you some personal experiences I have, but we don't have time tonight. I don't want to bog us down. But I would tell you personally, I've been involved in two special moves of the Lord. Both of them happened, came up like that. And both of them, I had other plans. I had other intentions. Things were set. In one case, I was headed to a school I'd already been accepted to. And then this move came up. And the time to respond was right now. You couldn't wait 3 years to think about, well, should I do this? It was right now. Do I respond or do I not?
Amen.
Young people, in your Christian life, you may only have one or two special moves of the Lord that you have the opportunity to participate in. And if you are not inwardly ready, outwardly you're never ready, but inwardly looking, when is there a special move of the Lord that I can participate in? And in your heart knowing, I want to be in that move. I may not have another chance. I may not. Maybe, maybe not, but if one comes up, I want to grab it. I want the blessing that goes with it. Let me read you something our brother Lee said about this. It says, when a person is graced with being part of one of God's special moves on this earth, it is the greatest blessing of his life.
Amen.
God's move makes an impression that he will never forget. And it becomes an unending source of supply to him. Whoever can participate in such a flow is most blessed. I believe that whenever someone who was in such a flow thinks back on it, he will have fond memories of that time. That is my testimony. I wish I could tell you about it, but I just can't. I hope someday I can. This right now is a special move of the Lord. It's special. I mean, what has happened to prepare this, no one could have predicted. No one could have arranged. No politician could have set up to make what is going on right now in Germany available to us. I want to encourage you, be open. Don't say, oh, I already have plans. I've already, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. What about graduate school? What about this? What? Young people, don't miss a special move of the Lord because you already have plans. Be open to the Lord. And what is so unique about this particular special move? I will tell you, there's been many special moves of the Lord where college students weren't invited. You weren't qualified. It wasn't fitting for that particular move. This special move of the Lord is specifically geared towards college students. Amen. There is a particular place for college students in this special move of the Lord. It's not for your parents. It's not for someone else. It's for you. It is for you. Consider this before the Lord. Have an eye. I will tell you this, just on a personal side, the first special move that I was involved with of the Lord, I heard fourth or fifth hand that Brother Lee said, whoever participates in this move will receive a double blessing. I, to this day, I don't even know if he said that. I honestly don't. I've never read it. I've never seen it in print anywhere. But somebody told me that. And I said, I want a double blessing. I need a double blessing. I'm going. I'm in right now. And I did. Young people, have the heart. Don't miss the Lord's blessing. What did Brother Lee just say here? The most blessed. Don't miss the blessing because, oh, I've already taken the LSAT. I've already applied. I'm already on my way. It'll be there. Don't miss the special move of the Lord. Amen. I'm done.
There is much to say, but we want to give you a little break before the next meeting. But just a couple of minutes, if you can bear with me. I told you already that what we brothers saw is open campuses, okay? Hearts of students that have been prepared by the Lord. And I touched something that I was not expecting in the German people in general, but in particular the students. And that is a longing within to be part of something bigger than themselves. I touched that. Nobody told me. I saw it. I touched it. I also discovered a hidden passion in the German people. Passionate. It's wounded because Hitler abused of that passion. You know that Hitler was a passionate leader, right? He abused that in the German people. But I touched it. I saw a student sitting next to me, Zach, just like you, you know, and sharing with me with passion about something that he found in the Lord's, in the recovery version. And then I also had a marvelous experience with this couple from Germany, typical Germans, okay? They have gained a number of people in their little town near Austria just with the life study of John. You know how many times they have read, this couple with different little groups, the life study of John? 29 times. 29 times. Chris Weil and I were there, and this couple were just marching through the life, without looking at the life study. They were just walking us through. And then the wife says, and you know, if you can get one of these new ones to go with you all the way to message 25, he's gain for the church. And I'm wondering, what is message 25? But these people, they know it by heart. And then this brother says, Brother Jose Luis, to me, you know, of all the books in the ministry, there is no better book than the life study of John. The way it is written, the symmetry of the life study, everything. So anyhow, I touched that passion which is there. And then I thought, no wonder the Lord used Luther. Because once a German sees something worth giving their lives to, they are committed. They become like, you know, the real German tank. Nothing will change me. You know, I'm set for this. Okay, so I'm looking to you, and I'm finishing with this. Looking to you, young ones, seize the opportunity. Amen. Don't make it a movement. I totally agree with the fellowship of our brother. Don't make it a movement. Go before the Lord. I do believe that he will trust some of you into Germany. Because the best way, Chris Wall and I discovered, and Tom Getz was also with us, we saw this. The best way to penetrate, to enter in, is as a student. The campuses are open. If you go there as a student, as some of our students are there now, okay, that's the best way to get in. It's not the only way, but it's probably the best way to get in. Either as an undergrad or as a graduate student, you are there. You extend your time as much as you can. Some of you know this brother, Daniel Chow, from Phoenix, I think. He's extending his master's 3 years. He told us, I cannot do it 4 years because the school will call me and say, what's wrong with you? But 3 years, the school will say nothing. But he is extending his time 3 years for the sake of the gospel. Amen. Okay, so go as a student, seize the opportunity, and praise the Lord for his move.
Amen.
And for opening the door for so many of us.
Amen.
How about you pray with your neighbor for a minute for this burden?
Amen.
And we stop.